This is Kim, and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free From Radio. Today we have a Tufts band in the studio, always a very special occasion when that happens, called Drift. Mari, do you want to introduce yourself and the band?
Hi, my name is Mari. I'm the singer of Drift. And then we got JoJo, who plays the keys, Jake on the drums, Lucas on bass, and Aaron on sax.
Amazing. Let's just, yeah, have you guys get into it and then we can chat.
All right.
That was beautiful.
Oh my God. Thank you. That was Driving to the Moon, an original by Drift. So most of our set today is going to be originals that we wrote over the summer / in the fall. And we had the opportunity to go to Jersey, New Jersey in September, where we recorded a lot of these songs. And we're coming out with an album soon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. What studio did you record at? Or is it not? Is it
Sorry,
a secret?
It's called Sound on Sound Studios.
Sound on Sound, cool.
Shout out Jake, Help Audio, David.
So, wait, can I have the headphones? Because I can't hear what's going on. So is there a projected release time for this album?
Yeah, we're looking at the spring, not exactly sure, probably February sometime. We're still working on just adding a little, you know, some flourishes to the mixes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, probably in February next year.
Wow, that is so exciting. Do you have a album name Is it a secret?
Also? We do actually. Our album name is Tidal.Wave.
Cool. And you guys are all graduating seniors.
Except for Aaron, who's going to take the mic. Oh, there you go. The rest of us are graduating soon, which is kind of sad, but you know, we still love to play with each other, and we're gonna keep doing it until we graduate, I guess.
Yeah, and you guys have done so much, so there's a lot to look back on.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Okay, keep playing.
All right, this next song is called Dancin'.
Strive. Oh, I
That was so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys like have great chemistry. Like, well, what I was thinking during that song was, wow, individually, like, you all are such amazing musicians, and like seeing you guys in so many different contexts and just always so impressive. So coming together, it's just like so good. It's like butter.
Thank you.
But I was wondering what your writing process is like all together.
Yeah, I'm going to actually start with JoJo. I'm going to let JoJo take the mic for this one for a little bit.
Yeah. Hi, I'm JoJo. I play piano in this here band. I would say this all started as a dream. I like love to write like chord progressions and grooves and stuff. And so it all started with like this one song that I was like, I had this cool groove that I liked, and I sent it to Mari, and then she like cooked up some fire lyrics. And then me and Lucas have known each other since we were 2 years old and have been playing music together that long. And so that was a natural fit. And then Jake and I have been playing music together at Tufts for a long time, and as have Aaron and I. So, yeah, I mean, the writing process really started with just like me and Mari collaborating, and then we like got to include all these like wonderful musicians who we trust and love and understand really well. So yeah, it was like we had three songs last year that we wrote, and then kind of this summer put in a ton of effort to like write a ton more, and it's really cool because I think collaboratively we work really, really well together. Like we all kind of have our own realm that we have and responsibility for. So like I do like chords and groove, and I love like writing bridges and stuff, and Mari's really good at like writing hooks and lyrics and melodies, and Jake and Lucas are like masters of the groove. And it's really fun to see how this has all come together. And yeah, and then I've been playing music with Aaron. I'm playing in jazz ensemble with Aaron, and we were like, we need like another kind of instrument and soloist, and it was amazing to like just invite him in, and he learned all these tunes and sounds like unbelievable on them. So it's like all people I trust and trust their musical intuition. But this next song that we're gonna play is it was not collaborative in writing. It was entirely start to finish Lucas Steinberger. I blame him for this song, and
is not entirely true.
And it probably is my favorite song it's probably one of my favorite songs that we play. Yeah.
I love that. So. I'm excited to hear it. And yeah, you can definitely hear that come through in your music, all of you working together. And yeah, you guys are just so great. And I'm so excited to hear your next song.
All right, let's do it. This one's called Song for Charlie. Charlie's running on her own time. He's an angel of the neon sign, but he's still counting every hour. He's in power. Charlie's staring at his high top. Hope they'll take him from his last stop. And just in time to grab a fresh case, he's no straight laced. Red eyes shimmer. The white trim, bases loaded right up to the brim, and there's some money coming his way. What a parlay! Charlie's driving off the deep end. That iron rhythm now his only friend, and it'll see him here tomorrow. Oh, the sorrow. Shimmer rainbow, rolling past the turnstile. Careful, keep your five cents. Shall we make it make sense? A little twisted, like mother lays beneath the mist, and Charlie's heading for the harbor. New age martyr. Soon enough, he'll hit a red light. Charlie's big tea party. Red eyes shimmer.
That was amazing. Shout out, Lucas.
Shout out, Lucas, on that one.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about, well, this is, like, the same thing that I was thinking about before. But, yeah, like, you guys, like, you know, Mario, the president of the Mates, Amalgamates.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out, Mates.
Arguably the best acapella group on Kibbutz.
Oh,
I don't know who said that. I didn't say that.
Or so we'll find out tonight.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find out tonight. We'll
yeah, there's tonight. Actually something going on tonight. It's called The Riff Off?
Yeah, The Riff Off in Cohen Auditorium starting at 9 p.m. If you didn't get your tickets, there's standing room available, apparently, according to Tusk. It's going to be awesome. Also, shout out Daniel Miner and Ani in the studio today. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Shout out Daniel. Yeah. Eating his Dunkin'. How did you get that so quick? Oh my God. Okay. Daniel always just comes in and like has some food smoothie. There's always something. There it just appears. Didn't even know he was gone. Okay. And Jojo, I saw your post on Tufts Admissions. And apparently you've been in jazz band for 7 semesters, small jazz.
Yeah, this is my 7th consecutive semester in Nando Michelin's small jazz ensemble. That man is like a second father to me. Not really. He's kind of crazy, but I love him and I've learned a lot of music from him. So
yeah. Well, I will be teching your concert next week. So so excited for it. And Aaron is also in that?
Yeah.
Cool.
And Jake, too.
And Jake. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. Yeah. These are, you know, students of many talents, as Tufts students generally are, especially Tufts music students. And I'm guessing most of you are studying things in addition to music or not even music, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're all over the
A mixed board. Bag.
Yeah.
So that's just a little, shout out to Tufts Interdisciplinary Studies.
No, you should be on the admissions.
Yeah, wait, hire me. Okay, well, keep playing.
All right, this next one is a cover. I'm going to be doing My Favorite Part by Mac Miller.
Universe could keep us. so far? Why would I even try? Don't let them hurt you ever. I know you're far too smart. Before things come together, they have to fall apart. It's been a while since I've been sober. This life can be so hard. I'd rather talk about you. You just don't know how beautiful you are. And baby, that's my favorite part, yeah. You walk around so clueless to it all. Like nobody gonna break your heart. It'll be alright, baby. See me, I got you covered. I'm gonna be your lover. You might be the one. If it's only tonight,
was so good.
Thank you.
I love Mac Miller. Also, I have to give a shout out to my mother, as she always gets her shout out. She just had knee surgery and she just got out and she's great. Her knee is great. Shout out mom. And shout out to everyone's mom. Mari, I was wondering, when you started singing, what's your singing journey?
Ooh. I was always singing in kindergarten in all the choirs and stuff. And I was always, like, the loudest kid in the choirs and just, you know, causing a ruckus all the time. But my mom actually put me into lessons in third grade. And so I've been singing ever since then. And I did lots of competitions when I was younger and then got into musical theater and also started jazz band in high school. So that's kind of, yeah, summary of the singing journey.
Yeah, so that's like you got your foot in like every pond.
Yeah, every pond
possible.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And how do you guys feel about being graduating seniors? Good?
You know, I don't think good. Yeah, I don't think good is the word we would use to describe that. But we're just trying to, you know, enjoy
the
these last few months with each other and have fun.
Right. Totally.
And hopefully not our last appearance on PAG.
Well, the sad thing is PAG is having a hiatus next semester.
Oh my goodness. So
because we're all going abroad. But Studio B, we have been training lots of people. Shout out Ella and Jordan today in the studio. We're Studio B is going to be so awesome and full of engineers and musicians next semester.
That's
without
awesome.
Us, hopefully.
Oh my god, but we'll miss you. Oh my goodness, like that's so crazy.
But we are, I don't know, a PAG summer is in the works.
Okay.
So if you guys that's are still it. Around, we could arrange something.
Okay. Okay. We'll keep that in the back
yeah,
of our minds.
Yeah. Stay here over the summer just for that. Okay, well keep going.
All right. This next one is called Gotta Be Yours. / sexy, you know. Alternative title.
And I'm far too gone, risking my pride and breaking laws. Hope by the end I'll be enthralled. 'Cause I gotta be yours, baby. Yeah, I gotta be yours, baby. I gotta be your baby. I gotta be yours, baby. 'Cause I gotta be yours, baby. Yeah, I gotta be yours, baby. I gotta be your baby. I gotta be yours, baby. I pay. Feelings are in the shade of gray, but I always find my way to say, 'cause I gotta be yours, baby. Yeah, I gotta be yours, baby. I gotta be your baby. I gotta be yours, baby. 'Cause I gotta be yours, baby. Yeah.
That was amazing. So that was another original,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, another original called Gotta Be Yours. This was like the last song that we wrote before going to recording, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Nice. So did you record every original that you have?
No, actually, so we had recorded 3 originals in WMFO and also in JoJo's room over the summer. Mm-hmm. And then we recorded, I think, 6 songs in New Jersey, 6 new songs that we wrote. We did a little retreat in Vermont at JoJo's grandparents' house in the summer and wrote a bunch there. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, shout out Mima and Poppy.
That's really cool. So who are you guys mixing it? What's who else do you have working on the production behind the scenes?
Yeah, Jake's going to come up and talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Jake in here.
We recorded this year, mixed by our very own in-house engineer, James Harkins. I'm going to shout him out. He's probably not listening right now. But if you're ever in New Jersey, Northern, Central, Southern, yes, Central does exist.
Yes, true.
Yeah, thank you. I'm getting resounding applause for that. He's your guy. He works. We like to clown on, or JoJo likes to clown on New Jersey. But James Harkins, he's been up here, recorded us, going to be mixing everything. And if you ever need audio work, engineering, live sound, hit him up. He's the real deal. Proud
awesome.
To have him on the team.
Cool. Shout out, James.
Shout out, James.
Yeah, that's a lot. But I guess you guys, so I'm guessing you were all also doing other things over the summer. But, you know, summer is a good time to be creative, especially when you're a student at a university and you have so much stuff to do during the semester.
Totally.
But, I mean, you guys are all super involved in music and seems like that's a big part of all of y'all's lives and connection with each other, which is so awesome to see.
Thank you.
Keep playing.
All right. This next one is called Turn to Gold, the song that started it all, I would say. And we played this last year at PAG, so we're bringing it back.
Take me there, somewhere my mind won't be in all control.
That was beautiful. Who writes lyrics? Mari, is that
you? I've written a lot. Lyrics,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And okay, I think I see how it all comes together. Do you guys practice, where do you guys practice? In Granoff, or do you like at a house?
We try to practice in Granoff, but a lot of times we just end up practicing in JoJo's room. He has a drum set, and you know, we
in
have
your
amp.
Oh, what?
Jeez. You have a drum set in your room?
Yeah, he has a drum set in his room, so it's like it works out perfectly.
Yeah.
So when we can't book Granoff, we usually go there.
Yeah. And some of you live together?
Shout out Throp. So Lucas, Jake, and JoJo all live together.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's very convenient, isn't it?
They live in the Throp.
Mm-hmm. I see. Oh yeah.
You might have heard of it.
Perhaps.
You might have heard of it. Are you guys playing any other covers today, or is
we got one cover right what? Now? Actually,
oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Wow, telepathy. Okay, well let's hear it.
All right, this is Untitled 5 by Kendrick Lamar.
Somebody said you bumped your head and bled the floor.
That was amazing. That was legendary. That was really, really awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, quickly, Chloe is going to do a little PSA.
All right.
The Baldwin Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this coeducational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baldwin Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Beautiful. Amazing. Thank you, Chloe. So, time check. It is 12:50. Mm-hmm. Is one more song okay with you guys? Or do you have...
Could we push it to two?
We can do two.
Possible?
Let's All do right. them back to back.
All right.
Just go right into it.
Church Untitled. This first one's called Church. Well, actually, no, it's not. It's called Sleep at Night. Sorry. I just keep calling it Church. No. Mine, wrestling the line, dread.
could find a way out. Drowning in doubt, a blaze in the sound. You're this place in the field, giving the space to.
Stains dry upon my face.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I wish we had it even longer.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And hopefully we'll see each other again in the summer, maybe. That would be awesome. But congrats on everything that you guys have been doing, accomplishing. I'm so excited for the album. Oh my gosh. And yeah, this was Kim on 91.5 FM WFOM Evertest Freeform Radio. This is Post Adolescence Glow. That was Drift the Band. Follow them on Instagram. Stay tuned.